All right, welcome to Brookville, Pennsylvania. Brookville Lady Raiders versus the Bradford Lady Owls from Brookville. Game just underway. And we have Mackenzie Molly up to bat for Bradford. And she takes the first pitch for a ball. And here's the second pitch. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. And that count runs to 1-1. We don't have our scoreboard operator here today for balls and strikes. And here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. It's going to make the count 2-1. This will be the last game that we will podcast for Brookville this season, as we're unable to do any of the PIAA playoffs. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. So I guess after today, it's going to be on to next year. And Brookville will be entering the playoffs. And there's a ball hit to center field. Center fielder under it for the catch. And that's first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up number 14. And that's Riley Skaggs. And there's the pitch in there for a strike. And a kind of a cloudy day here at Northside Field / Blake Field. There's the second pitch. It goes in there for a ball. And the count is 1-1. Brookville looking to enter the playoffs after this. And here's the pitch. There's a foul back. And I think we have a count of 1-2 on the batter. And here's the next pitch. And there's a foul ball off to the third base side. And here's the next pitch. And there's a pitch in there for a ball. Carly McManigle, of course, on the mound, or on the in the circle, I should say, for Brookville. And there's a pitch in there for a ball. Carly McManigle in the circle. Lauren Hergert is catching in this game. And there's a pitch in there for ball four. So Bradford has a runner on first base. That brings up number 5, Paige Craig. Paige Craig is coming up. And there's a bunt. Goes foul back over my head here in back of home plate. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'd be strike two. And here's the next pitch. Spout down low for a ball. Runner going to second. Here's the tag on it. And she's out. So there's one out in the inning. And a good shot by Lauren Hergert, throw down to second base to record the out. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three, and that's going to do it for the top of the first inning. No runs, and Brookville coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning. Okay, here we go. Bottom of the first inning, Brookville coming up to bat, and we're going to start off with number seven. This is Lauren Hergert. There's a pitch down low for a ball. And the next pitch, there's a foul ball. And there's a pitch up high for a ball. And another pitch up high for a ball. Runs the count to 3-1. And a pitch in there for a strike. Full count, 3-2. And there's a high fly ball center to right field. It's going to drop in. Lauren Hergert is going to end up at second base. And Brookville has a runner on second here early in the game. That's going to bring up number one. That's Aaliyah Ames. And there's the first pitch in there. It's kind of low and inside for a ball. And there's a pitch in there for a strike. That's going to even it up. 1-1. Runner on second. And here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. And there's a shot to left field. That's going to drop in. It's going to get past the left fielder and roll to towards the fence. And Lauren Hergert will score. Aaliyah Ames ends up on second base. It's going to bring up number two, Carly McManigal. And Brookville has one run in the bottom of the first. There's a ball down low. Runner stealing from second to third. And she'll make it into third safely. And there's a pitch up high for a ball. Here's the next pitch. And there's a shot to the shortstop. Throw over to first base. And she's out, and the run scores. So that's kind of a sacrifice. One out in the inning. And Brookville leads this game by a score of 2-0. That brings up number 21, Megra Suhan, with nobody on board. Pitch up high for a ball. And the next pitch, and there's a shot foul down the third base line. It's going to make the count 1-1. Go, And there's pitch in there for a strike. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. And there's a shot to left field. That's going to drop in past the left fielder, Megar Suhan, going into second base for a double. And Brookville back in business again. That's going to bring up number 10, Leah Kamadiner. And here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. And next pitch is down low for a ball. And a pitch up high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. And there's a shot up past the second baseman in the center field. And Megar Suhan moves to third. And Leah is on first. And that's going to bring up number six. This is Julie McWilliams with runners on first and third. And here's a pitch. It's in there for a strike. And there's a foul ball. And the next pitch, a little high inside for a ball. And a pitch in there for a ball.
Hey, you got this, Julie? Battle here, battle.
And Julie hits one to third baseman and over. And the runner is out at first base. Megar Suhan scores from third. Three runs in the inning. And that's going to bring up number 27. This is Danny Mehring. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Got number 10, Leah Kamadiner, on second base. Here's the pitch. There's a ball right out in front of the plate. Catcher picks it up, throws to first, and they get the out. And that's the third out of the inning, but Brookville scores three runs as we move into the top of the second inning with Bradford coming to bat. Okay, here we go, top of the second inning, Bradford coming to bat. We've got, I believe, number 16 up to bat. And let me give you that number. This is Emily Walker for Bradford. And the next pitch, there's a shot to the shortstop. Throw over to first base. And she's out at first. First out of the inning. And that's going to bring up number six for Bradford. And, of course, that's one I don't have. And there's a pitch in there for a ball. One out in the inning. Top of the second here. All right, we're ready to go here. Here's the next pitch. And pitch up high for a ball. And here's the next pitch. And nice pitch in there for a strike. Counts 2-1. One out. There's a foul ball. That's going to run the count to 2-2. And a pitch down low for a ball. It's going to run the count full 3-2. And here's the pitch. There's a foul ball, first base side. Batter strikes out. That's strike three. That's going to bring up number 19 for Bradford. Get that for you here. Haley Reed. Pitch in there for a strike. And pitch in there for a ball. Number 19, Haley Reed. Carly McManigal on the mound, or in the circle rather. Keep saying that. And there's pitch in there for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Lauren Hergert catching today. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count runs to two balls, two strikes. And there's a foul ball off the first base side. Pitch, there's a foul back. Two-two, here's the pitch. Down low for a ball, that's gonna run it full. 3-2. Yeah, swing and a miss for strike three, and that's gonna end the inning. And after 1.5 innings of play, the score is Brookville 3, Bradford nothing. Brookville coming to bat in the bottom half of the second inning. Okay, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Brookville coming up to bat. And the pitch is in there for a ball. This is number 22, Ashton Pangallo. Brookville leading this game 3-0. And the pitch. There's a shot past the shortstop. It's going to go into left field. And Ashton is going to be on with a single. It's going to bring up number 11. This is Taylor Rafferty. And here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. And Ashton Pangallo is going to take second. So runner on second now. And here's the pitch. Ball pitches up high for a ball. 2-0. And the next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, 2-1. And there's a shot between third baseman and the shortstop. And we have runners at first and third, bringing up number 7, Lauren Hergert. Nobody out in the bottom of the second inning so far. And here's the pitch. Pitch in there for a strike. And Lauren didn't have the right bat, so she changed that up. One strike on the batter. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Gets past the catcher. And Taylor Rafferty takes second. And we've got Ashton Pangallo on third. Here's the pitch. And there's a shot to the shortstop. And she bobbles the ball. Can't make a play. Ashton comes home, and we have runners on first and second base. So Brookville scores a run. Nobody out yet. Runners at first and second. And here's the pitch. And that's going to be to the pitcher over to first base to record the out. And that was Aaliyah Ames on that play there. Aaliyah just didn't quite get a hold of the ball that well, and it just kind of dribbled out towards the pitcher. And they recorded the out. And here's the pitch to number 2, Carly McManigal. There's a swing and a miss for a strike. And here's the next pitch. It's up high for a ball. 1-1. And here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball. That's going to be to right field. It's going to be a fair ball. The right fielder can't make the catch on it. And one more run will score, and we're going to have Lauren Hergert go to third base. So there's one out in the inning and a runner on third, a runner on first. So we have 2 runs in the inning so far. Runners at first, runner at third. Brings up 21. Megar Suhan takes a pitch high for a ball. One out. Next pitch. And there's a high fly ball. That's to right field. Right fielder can't make the catch. And Megar Suhan's on first. And Lauren Hergert will score. And we have runners on first and second. So that's going to bring up number 10. That's going to bring up Leah Kamadiner. Carly McManigal on second. Megar Suhan on first. Here's the pitch. Pitch inside for a ball. One out in the inning. And there's a pitch up high for a ball.
Absolutely.
Then the next pitch, down low for a ball. 3-0.
I've been applying for candy. I won't stop until I'm what?
And there is a walk. Ball four. And bases are loaded. It's going to bring up number six, Julie McWilliams. One out. Bases loaded. And pitch down low for a ball. And here's the pitch. And there's a shot between third and shortstop. One run will score. And Julie's on first. And bases are still loaded. That makes the score 7-0 at this point. One out in the inning. And here's the pitch. There's a shot to right field, and it gets past the right fielder. That's going to score one run. And bases are still loaded, so that makes the score 8-0. Brings up number 22, Ashton Pangallo. And there's a pitch up high for a ball. Next pitch. Down low for a ball. Two and oh. There's a high fly ball into center field. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And Bradford has two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Go bring up number 11, Taylor Rafferty. Pitch up high for a ball. And there's a foul back out of play. One ball, one strike.
It's the whole way. Right there. Don't really sell that brush pile. You see it, go get it.
And a foul back. One ball, two strikes.
Further out, the other side of the brush pile.
One, two.
And there's a foul ball down the third base line. We're still at 1-2. And there's a ball that's going to be foul down the left field line. And we're still at one ball, two strikes. Here's a pitch. And there's another one to left field, and it's caught for the out in foul territory. So after two complete innings in this ball game, it's Brookville 8 and Bradford nothing. Top of the third inning, here we go. Brookville leading this game 8-0, and that's going to bring up. Let's see, I believe number 15, Natalie Wurls for Bradford. And here's the pitch. There's a foul back. And last game of the season is Brookville will be heading into the playoffs. I believe they said about May 22nd they will make a playoff appearance somewhere, to be determined. And there's a pitch down low for a ball. Counts 1-1. And there's a foul ball back out of play. It's going to make the count 1-2. And there's a pitch up high for a ball. And there's another foul ball out of play on the right-hand side. Sun coming out a little bit here at Northside / Blake Field. Nice day here. Here's a pitch. And pitching there for a ball. It's going to make the count. Believe 2-2. And here's the pitch. And there's a high fly ball. Let's see who's going to grab it. And it's going to be number 10, Leah Camendiner, with the catch. So that's the first out of the inning. And looks like we got, let's see, number 11 up. Then, sure, you don't have a number for her. They say it's Olivia. Okay, two outs in the inning very quickly as Olivia is thrown out at first base. And here's the pitch. This is number 23. Yeah, this is Desiree Lucy. Pitching there for a ball. Number 23, Desiree Lucy. Apologize if I mess that name up. And pitching there for a ball. 2-1. And here's the next pitch. It's in there for a strike. It's going to run the count to 2-2. Here's the pitch, and there's a foul back. Still at 2-2. And here's the pitch. Swing and miss, strike three, and Brookville is out of the inning, and after 2.5 innings of play, it is still Brookville 8, Bradford nothing. Brookville coming to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Okay, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Lauren Hergert up. She takes the ball. 1-0 on Lauren Hergert. And here's the next pitch. That's up high for a ball. And another pitch up high for a ball. Three and oh. Pitch. Foul tip and a strike. 3-1. And here's the next pitch. Down low for a ball. That's ball four. And Brookville has a runner on first. It's going to bring up number one, Aaliyah Ames. And here's the pitch. Nice pitch in there for a strike. And there's one down low for a ball. It's a count of 1-1. And there's a pitch up high for a ball. 2-1. And there's a foul ball back out of play. There's a count of 2-2. And here's the next pitch. And there's a long fly ball to left field, gets past the fielder. And we are going to have runners on first and second. And Carly McManigo coming up to bat. Nobody out. And here's the pitch. And there's a pitch in there for a strike. And here's the next pitch. And there's one up through, up to center field. And we're going to have bases loaded.
Let's go, Meg!
And that's going to bring up number 21, Megger Suhan, with bases loaded. And here's the pitch. And there's a infield fly in foul territory. It's a foul ball, so the batter is out. One out in the inning. And that's going to bring up number 10, Leah Cavendiener. We have one out. And she slaps it back to the pitcher. So very quickly, there's two outs in the inning. And that's going to bring up number 6, Julie McWilliams. Brookville leading this game in the third inning by a score of 8-0. Here's the pitch. And runners on second and third. Bases loaded. Good opportunity for Brookville to get some runs here. And a pitch there in there for a ball. That's 2-0. And here's the next pitch. There's a foul ball. Two balls, one strike, 2-1. And here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. And there's a long fly ball to left field. That's going to drop fair. And that's going to score 1-2. Looks like that's going to score 3 runs. So perfectly placed ball from my position, it was hard to see whether it was fair or foul, but it was a fair ball. And the left fielder couldn't get to it in time. Two outs. Number 27, excuse me, is up. Danny Mehring. And here's the pitch. And there's a shot to right past the second baseman. And Danny's on first. And Julie McWilliams goes to third, first and third. Number 22, Ashton Pangallo, is up. Here's the pitch. There's a foul back our way. And strike one. Here's the pitch. And there's a pitch in there for a strike. Two strikes on the batter. And here's the next pitch. There's a foul ball out of play. Watch out, some of the folks sitting underneath the trees over there. So we're still at 0-2. Here's the pitch. And there's a shot that gets past the shortstop. One more run is going to score. And Mr. Carl McManigal is going to have a substitution here. And we're going to get a different batter here. There's two outs in the inning. And we got number 26 coming up for Brookville. Let me get that for you. That's Carly Barnett. There's a pitch in there for a ball. And there's another pitch in there for a ball.
Hey, swing the bat in there, Carly Barnett. Get them hands
together, Carly. And there's a fly ball in foul territory, and the first baseman comes over and gets it for the third out of the inning. But not before Brookville scores more runs, and it is now 12-0 in favor of Brookville. And we are going to the top of the fourth inning. Okay, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Number 21, Mackenzie Molly for Bradford coming up. And we are getting, they're trying to get some runs across here. Bradford having a problem getting some batters on, runners on. And there's a pitch in there for a ball. And here's the next pitch. And it's in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. And here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Or two, rather. Excuse me. 1-2. Is what I meant to say. Here's the pitch. And that's going to go foul down the third baseline. We're still at 1-2. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three, first out of the inning. And it is 12-0, so 10-run rule is 10 runs after 5 innings. We are only in the 4th inning here. And here's the pitch. It's in there for a ball. And a swing and a miss. Strike two. We've got number 2 in the game for Bradford. And a pitch. Back foul. And this is Alyssa Hardy, number 2. And there's a shot to the second baseman over to first to record the out. Two outs in the inning. And it has been a tough season for Bradford. And Brookville right around 500 in their record. And there's pitch in there for a ball. This is Paige Craig, 2-0. And here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. And there's a pitch in there for strike 3-1. And a swing and a miss for strike 2. Two outs. And here's the pitch. Foul ball. Count still 3-2, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. And there's a foul ball up the first base line. Two outs. Strike 3, and that's going to end the inning. And we're going to go to the bottom of the 4th, and Brookville leads this by a score of 12-0. Okay, here we go into the bottom of the 4th inning, and Brookville coming up to bat. Number 7, Lauren Herbert. There's a shot to right field. It's going to drop in, and Lauren's going to go to second base as it gets past the right fielder. She's going to go all the way to third base on that. And that's going to bring up number 1, Aaliyah Ames. And we're going to get a change of balls. Here is the one got muddy out there. Outfield a little bit muddy. Nobody out. Lauren Hergert on third. Pitch down low for a ball. And here's the pitch. That's up high for a ball. Here's the pitch. And it's in there for a strike.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a shot to left field. It's going to drop in. Lauren Herger's going to score. And see, she's going to go into second base. Aaliyah Ames heads up. Didn't know whether she wanted to go to second or not, but she got in there safely, sliding in. So, one more score for Brookville. This is Carly McManigal. And a pitch in there for a strike. And there's a shot past the shortstop, falls into left field. So Carly's on first. Aaliyah Ames is on third. It's going to bring up number 21, Megger Suhan.
Go, Maggie! Woo-hoo!
Nobody out in the inning. And a pitch in there for a strike. And there's a shot to center field. It's past the center fielder. It's going to go to the fence. One run is going to score, and Megger Suhan's going to be in with a double. And now we're going to have runners at second and third. That's going to bring up number 10, Leah Kamendiener. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. And pitch down low for a ball. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. 2-1. And pitch up high for a ball. And here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Ball four. Going to bring up number six, Julie McWilliams. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And here's the pitch. And it's a foul ball. And here's the next pitch.
I'm not sure where it's at.
It's in there for a strike.
Never know.
No balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss for strike three. That's the first out of the inning. It's going to bring up number 27, Danny Mehring. Here's the pitch. Ah, nice pitch in there for strike one. And pitch up high for a ball. And swing and a miss. For strike two, one ball, two strikes. And there's a pitch, and that's going to be foul down the third base line. One ball, two strikes, one out, bases loaded. And there's a shot to the second baseman. Tried to make the tag on the runner going by, but instead got the runner at first for one more out. So there's two outs in the inning. And that's 15 runs after four innings. 15 after three, excuse me. That's what's going on. Okay. So, Brookville wins their final game of the season by a score of 15-0 via the mercy rule, 15 runs after three innings. And good luck to Brookville as they enter the playoffs, PIAA playoffs in 2019.